Emmy-winning actor and East Lansing native Timothy Busfield is now an artist in residence here at Michigan State University. Current state's Brooke Allen had a chance to hear about his plans for the coming school year as a member of the College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, good morning, Mark. And yeah, it was very cool to sit down at Big B to have coffee with the award-winning actor. And you can tell he is just passionate about his plans and, of course, his ideas. And, of course, someone so well-connected has a lot to offer, as we hear.
I'm going to try to go out to L.A. and create some, sell some TV shows that we can make here in a teaching hospital kind of way. Bring in the pros, professional DP, production designer, sound mixer, and then use the students to round out the B camera, the boom operators, and let our film students actually build a resume of professional work that will help get them work when they leave Michigan State, rather than just doing some college work and then landing in L.A. and New York and saying, I'm here. Come on, where's the career?
Yeah,
yeah. I want to help get around that. So I'm already doing a syllabus for my class, and I have a couple ideas, and I will be heading out to L.A. probably next month to pitch some shows and see if we can't get some shows up and running here and draw some revenue for Michigan State and get some kids some experience actually working on, you know, professional production. So when they leave, they're ready to go.
Okay, so if you had one word of advice for a kid out there listening, thinking, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm heading to L.A. I'm catching my flight tomorrow. I'm going to be a big movie star. I'm dropping out of college right now. What would you say?
I would say that, great. If that's what your instincts tell you you want to do, that's great. I would say be prepared to leave L.A. at the drop of a hat to go find work elsewhere. Don't feel as though L.A. is the place you need to work. The truth is L.A. is a big league town, and New York are big league towns. It's difficult. There's a lot of people in line. Know that 30,000 a month come to L.A. and 30,000 a month leave L.A., all in search of the dream of being a professional actor or director or producer. If you go to L.A., make sure you are aware of where work is away from Los Angeles, whether it's Sacramento, San Diego, Bakersfield, anywhere. Be ready to go and take those roles away from L.A. Otherwise, you won't improve. If you go to L.A. and you sit and you get a waiter's job and you take class, you're probably not improving enough. Class is only a gym. For the most part, it's your skill and craft that will get you discovered. And then once you get a job, you have to be ready to be good every time out. There's no room for good and bad and good and bad in Los Angeles. Once you're bad, people become very aware of it. Then you are too nervous at the audition to get the job, so you don't get the job because the other actors that are auditioning, a great deal of them work all the time and don't need the job. They don't care if they get the, they're just doing the audition, which makes them more attractive to directors like me and producers like me that want to make sure that on the day that they're not going to be too excited to work with Glenn Close. Are you too excited to work with me? Too nervous? Are you able to sleep the night before? I want you to sleep. I want you to not over-memorize your lines. I want you to have a certain attitude, which is, I don't care whether I get this job or not. I find I can get better performance out of that actor than the actor who's done so much homework because they need the part to prove to their parents that funding their move to L.A. was of value.
Because it really is a process, and it's what you said, getting the bad out. I mean, really, I do need you to elaborate on that, because people who maybe think they want to be an actor may not realize what it really is all about, and getting the bad out is really what it's all about.
Well, there are a lot of, like sports, there are mistakes that you can make when you're playing with the Toledo Mudhens that you can't make when you're with the Detroit Tigers. If you don't know those sort of rules in the rehearsal process, not giving other actors their lines, there's etiquette involved. There's a natural roller coaster of, I was good today and not good, I won't be good tomorrow. Or I was good yesterday, but not good today. You have to get past nervousness and desire in the audition process so you're consistent in the audition process. So casting directors can count on you when they call you in for an audition. They know who they're going to get. When you get the part, I'm not going to memorize my lines out loud in my hotel room 500 times when I have one line. I have one line in my first job, and that is, would you like cream with your coffee? And I'm not going to stay up all night long going, would you like cream with your coffee? Would you like cream with your coffee? Would you like cream with your coffee? Would you like cream? All of those choices will make you bad. Because all we're interested in, we don't care about you in the audience. It's about the person, more than likely, you're asking if they want cream, not about you. So just simply say the line. Don't memorize it. Don't even think about it. Just come in and say, would you like cream with your coffee? That's all we're looking for. If you haven't experienced the audition process but a few times, you'll probably over-rehearse. If you haven't experienced production, then you'll over-prepare. There's where the biggest mistakes lie, is in your homework. All these students here, I think, do terrible homework at Michigan State for the most part. I watch them in the plays and I look at their films and I think, you've spent too much time and you've practiced all of this out loud. So if you look at the high school drama programs, when you go see a high school play, it generally sounds like the kids have memorized a lot of their lines, and their lines have a certain rhythm to them that is very predictable. Where have you been? I want to na-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you want to teach them that at the highest levels of what you want to do, you need to make it sound like you're saying that line for the first time. So good habits would be, how do I learn in my homework how to make it sound like that line is brand new, coming out of me for the first time? There are mistakes that you make, and that is where you can get the bad out. In the regional theater, they'll explain it to you. In college, maybe some of the older actors could help you with that, although most of the college actors aren't that much better than the high school actors. We're better, but they're still in that amateur chain, you know, of high school to college. Once you get out of college and you get to a professional theater, everybody's great, just like pro sports. And you really learn. You have to learn from the older actors. The person playing your dad isn't 22. The person playing your dad is 52 and probably has a long resume of Broadway and off-Broadway and regional theater credits. That person will teach you a better way to prepare or a better way to rehearse. Then you can practice that. If you're at the Flat Rock Theater in North Carolina, or you're at the Dallas Theater Center, or the Actors Theater of Louisville, Cleveland Playhouse, those are the places you want to go when you get out of college, because you'll run into those experienced pros that can actually help you along. So when you get to New York or L.A., you're not making mistakes. It's not the place to make mistakes. So it's really process. Rehearsal process, homework, all of that where the mistakes are made. And I'd love to help kids figure out, you know, more of what's expected of them at the professional level.
So do you think that when kids see you, will they get tripped up and intimidated because of who you are? Does that happen? Or how does that come into play?
The kids today, they don't have any idea who I am, Brooke. What are you, that 30-something, what are you kidding? They were grandparents are fans of mine. Not even their parents are fans of mine. My demographic would be grandparents who they never listen to. They just want a couple bucks and some cookies. They might know me from Revenge of the Nerds and stuff. That's generally not what, you know, I'm able to cut right to the chase on a lot of the stuff. There's like a much more of an athletic mentality. So I don't think they're going to be starstruck at all. That's one of the great things about doing it now. When I taught in colleges when I was on 30-something and the West Wing, the kids would be, you know, you could see that they were awkward and nervous. But these kids today, it's just a perfect distance. So I don't think so.
So probably their parents will be coming in and wanting to meet you and get your autograph?
Yeah, probably. You know, there will be the moms are the ones that are the most nervous. You know, I did play a romantic lead on TV for West Wing and 30-something. So at some point they might say, oh, yeah, I remember you. I had a woman slap me in a grocery store because I'd said to my wife on 30-something, don't you ever shave your legs anymore? Susan Schilliday wrote it. I didn't write it, but I couldn't wait to say it. But this woman, I was reaching for cream cheese, and whap, and this, she was big. She was like 6 foot. She was like, you know, a football player size, you know. And I was like, bang. And I was like, why? Was that, she didn't realize. I was just swinging. I didn't think you'd turn into it. I was like, I didn't write it, lady. But you could see she was so excited and nervous to slap me. So I hope I don't get any of that. You know what's nice is maybe I'll get some of the parents will be able to say to the kids that are registering, take this class. There, I would love that. But stay at home, please. We don't. This is college. They don't need you there.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing all the details and seeing how many autographs you're asked for by all those parents.
I don't think, you know, I will get, we'll see. I'll report back to you. Our offices are right across from each other. I will come find you and I will keep a running list of how many autographs. No, I won't. Thank you.
Well, I won't tell you then. For Christmas, I need an autograph for my mother from you.
Done. Piece of cake.
For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.